Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining me on my 1,000th consecutive live show. Going for 2,000 in about 4 years or so. Let me give you my website, www.jbsba.com. Those are the initials for Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, jbsba.com. When you get there, be sure to sign up for my newsletter. Be sure to check out the archives, hundreds of those there. These are historic shows that we've done in the past, available for you in a search engine, also in a table of contents. You can also do the same thing with the hundreds of articles that are there. You can test drive the business planning feature, and you can find out more about my new book, Small Businesses Like a Bunch of Bananas. I'm very happy to tell you that Jay Nally is our guest this hour. He's vice president with IBM Small Business Division, and we're going to talk about the Internet. Jay Nally, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you, and good morning. And I'm delighted to join you on such a milestone show for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's good to have you back with us. A lot's happened. A lot has happened since we were on last.
It sure has. And I'd like to send out my thoughts with all the families and friends and associates who were involved in the tragedy a month or so ago.
Yeah.
And wish the best for a continued recovery here.
Absolutely. I echo that. Let's talk about some things that we can do to make money while we sleep. You know, one of the things that someone told me one time, and I don't know who they were quoting, but they said something about, you know, the way to really make money, the way to really get ahead is to make money while you sleep. And one of the ways to do that is over the Internet. And one of the things that that we found out recently is that there's approximately 38% of small businesses in the United States have websites. That's a lot of websites. That's millions of websites. And the thing that I also know, Jay, is that having a website and knowing what to do with what you have are two different things, aren't they?
It sure is. I mean, many people have a website because they know that a friend has one, or a neighbor, or another business associate, and it's really an opportunity not only to have a website as a small business, but how to use it, how to make it an advantage for the business.
Well, and as we've talked about on the show many times before, there basically are three kinds of websites. There's the informational site, which is nothing more than an electronic brochure, and that's fine. And then the next level is kind of a transactional site, and that's where you can share information, you can subscribe to a newsletter, or you can ask a question and get an answer, that kind of thing. And then there's the e-commerce site, which is where you can actually buy something. You can lay your money down, so to speak, through the various means and actually transact some business over those sites. And there's, you know, that's a nice evolutionary process for a lot of small businesses. But regardless of where you at it, you're at on and that, and especially the more you're more like the e-commerce site. Once you have people coming to your site, you need to be able to find out what they're doing when they get there, how many are coming, what they're doing when they get there, and how you can get them to come back. Don't you, Jay?
Yeah, it's really critical, Jim. I think you hit on a good point here, because it's always nice to have a site, but then you really have to start looking at how do you design your site to make it more attractive for people to come, or when they come, to have an experience that's one that they want to visit again. And then once they visit, what have you learned about them? And how can you take that learning and use the information to help improve their viewing and their use of the site, but as well, how do you take that same information and help yourself in terms of improving offers or improving the information that has asked them to come to the site in the first place?
Absolutely. One of the things that it's interesting that, a lot of people, and I have been guilty of this in the past, is my site, we'll think that our site needs to look like what we want it to look like. And we'll think of it in terms of almost like buying a car. I like that color. but that's not necessarily the way to design your site, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, you really have to take the opposite view, less of what you may think is important and more on the viewpoint of what your customers, mm-hmm, and your partners and your associates think are important, because they're the ones they're going to use it every day. And if there's particular colors or a design or images that are going to be appealing to them, and as well the ease of use. You need to design it so it's easy to use. And you almost have to put yourself in the body of your customer, mm-hmm. in the mind of your customer, so that you design it and you look at things that are going to make them come back. And
right.
it's also
Absolutely.
Something if you have a physical store as well, or physical presence, you can take things that you've learned about your relationship with your customers and use that to design the site so that it provides a similar experience.
Well said, Jay. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away. Jay Nally is with us. He's Vice President of IBM Small Business Division, and we're talking about how to create opportunity on your website, how to manage the information that's there, and how to understand what it's telling you so that you can do a better job of it. And, you know, Jay, you were talking about site design, and you were talking about making sure that you don't just have the stuff on your site that you like. A long time ago, one of my very first jobs, I worked for a guy in the furniture business, and he took me as a young pup. He took me to the market with him. And he bought a bunch of furniture, and it was the ugliest furniture I'd ever seen in my life. And I said, "Sir, do you like that stuff that you just bought?" You know, I'm about 19 years old, you know, young college kid, you know. And I said, "Do you like that stuff?" And he said, "No, I can't stand it." I said, "Well, why are you buying it?" He said, "Jim, I learned a long time ago, if I only bought the stuff that I liked, I'd get to keep a lot of the stuff that I liked." So you gotta when you go to your website, you gotta make sure that it can't just please your eye; it's got to please your customer's eye, doesn't it?
It sure does, and that's such a great story because it's true. I mean, and you have to constantly look from every interaction that occurs, you know. So
yeah.
The design is nice, but then how do you learn about what people like and what people are doing and what activity that you are engaging in? And I think that the story represents the fact that you have to continue to test that. You have to continue to understand what's happening so that when you go out to buy that furniture, you understand what your customers are telling you as they mm-hmm. visit the site. And
go ahead.
And you understand the information that's important to them on a constantly moving time frame.
You know, when we first put up my e-commerce component on my site, So we could sell the book. I had a listener that I was familiar with. He'd been a listener for a long time. Went to the site and bought the book, and he actually told me, he emailed me and told me about a little glitch that we had. And I really appreciated him doing that. We were able to go fix it. And I gave him the book. I told him the book was my gift for him telling me that. But it was what he did was he went out and did my job for me in a way. I hadn't had time to do it yet. He actually was there pretty quick, and he went out and found some deficiencies in our site and reported that back to me the way that we should all do for our own sites.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's also important that if you can get to that level of interaction with your customers and those that are visiting your site, you've done something well. And
yeah.
the ability for you to understand not only that they're visiting, but they're looking and testing and trying to, browse and shop or get information. And as they do so, they may find some information that's helpful for you to continue to improve your site. And that's not just information as a glitch that you mentioned, but information that's helpful that they tell you why they would like to see something different or why they would like to see something improved that would make their experience even better.
And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to make sure there was a comment section on my e-commerce page.
And that comment section is one way to do it. You can even ask. Embedding a survey into the site is one of the design aspects that makes it very easy to ask questions and get information.
So ask them specific questions, right?
That's correct.
Right.
That's correct. So, not only getting comments, but to understand and to go forward and be proactive in finding the information you want, whether it's statistics you can get from the site or, as I said, using a survey to specifically ask for information is a very good way to get feedback.
Once we get the people to our site, once they've come to our site, there's a way for us, and I'm sure most people know that you can track your activity. Depending on who hosts your site, most site hosts will provide some kind of statistic software. But a lot of times, Jay, I fear that people aren't really managing that information very well. That's a critical component of having a website, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is, Jim. I mean, the most important thing is the dynamic operation of the website. And that's from two ways. You look at it from the statistics. As you said, you can get statistics in probably every form and fashion about who's visiting, what pages they're viewing, how long they're staying, what they like, what they don't like. But it's also important to turn yourself into the consumer again and continually look at your competitor sites,
right,
your friend sites, and to start looking at how you can dynamically change and constantly look at improvements that will help your site and your business continue to prosper.
If someone is just now getting started with all that, they're saying, hey, yeah, I've got that statistics page, but I didn't know what to do with it, and we're just going to help them get started. What would be the top two or three or four things that you tell them to look at first?
Well, I think that the couple of things that they really should look at are the users, the customers, the viewers, are they looking at the site and navigating the site as you wish them to?
Right.
So if you set up in your design for them to come in and browse and shop and get information in a certain format, are they doing that? Or are they navigating some other way? That's very important to know.
Hold on to that thought, Jay. We've come up on a hard break here. We're going to take a quick one, folks. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jay Nally. He's Vice President of IBM Small Business Division, and we'll be right back after these messages. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jay Nally is our guest. He's with IBM. He's Vice President, actually, of their Small Business Division. And, Jay, we were talking about how to deal with the information that you get, and I was asking you about some of the most important things that you should check on. One of the things it seems to me that you really need to focus on is the number of unique visitors. Would you agree with that?
I sure do.
And be sure that you don't say hits, because hits are a totally different thing, and I'm not saying they're irrelevant, but a hit is not the same thing as a unique visitor.
That's correct. I mean, you want lots of unique visitors, and
yeah,
you want lots of unique visitors coming back.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a quality of your site and the attraction of the site that's going to have more and more unique visitors, and It's not only, as I said, you want them coming back. You want them repeating their visits and spending more and more time looking for information or shopping or getting things that they need from your site.
Another way to tell whether your site, I think, Jay, whether your site is being effective or not, is the ratio of unique visitors to page views.
Yeah, it sure is.
I mean you want, if somebody comes, you want to have like a, you know, a 4 or 5 pages per visit kind of a ratio, don't you?
That's right. The more time they're going to spend, the more time they're looking to you to be a partner and to be a someone that they trust and are counting on. And I think, as mentioned earlier, that's why it's so important to keep in touch with the marketplace and
right,
keep in touch with your competitors, because you can constantly learn about how to do that and how to increase that partnership that you're trying to create with your customers.
One of the things that I'd like to congratulate you on, Jay, and you and your company on, is the way you're providing information for small business owners. On your website right now, there are 3 outstanding articles, and I've been telling people about this for a long time now. You've got a main section there called the topic of the month on the right side of the small business page, and you can go there right now and read 3 articles on what we've been talking about, can't you?
You sure can, and Jim, I think you said it best. That is the one-stop shopping for small businesses to come see what IBM has to offer. We have information like these articles. We have a great shopping mall. We have the ability to ask experts questions. And we have the ability to find a lot of information and promotions about our products and services that we have. And the site is www.ibm.com/smallbusiness.
Right.
And we invite you all to come and visit.
Yeah, check it out. And I really, though, seriously, I appreciate the fact that you guys don't just have things to sell, which a lot of us do. I do, and most everyone does. But the fact that you're putting stuff up on the site there that will help us be better consumers of information and of products, and I want to thank you for that. So if you want to learn more about what we've been talking about this last half hour, folks, go to IBM.com/smallbusiness and click on the topic of the month, and you can read three really good articles about that. Jay, what are some – we got a minute and a half or so. What are some final thoughts that you'd like to tell my audience about making sure that they maximize their website activity?
Well, I think the most important thing, we talked a lot about very specific actions that they can take. But I think the biggest advice that I can give any small business owner, and it's anybody that has a website, is to continually learn. This is not a static operation. And whether it's making investments or going along that spectrum that says it becomes from an information site to a transactional site to an e-commerce site, is to continually learn, test, and make sure that you understand that this is a dynamic process.
Right.
And the ability to continue to learn and continue to adapt with the marketplace and the things that your customers are telling you they want is extremely important. I think it's going to provide you a level of success.
And testing is, you used the word test several times today. Give us an idea of what you mean by testing.
Well, as I said earlier, it's a matter of gaining the information, whether it's using the statistics that you are able to take, or it's the ability to survey and truly survey and ask specific questions. And through that, you learn exactly what makes that experience, that web experience, more beneficial to your customers and those that are visiting.
And in the testing, you can actually sometimes create a greater bond between your customers, can't you?
You sure can. I mean, the ability for you to understand one-on-one, or when you have the ability, as you said, to have a comment section and to be able to personally answer those comments or to personally improve based on that, gains you a level of trust and partnership that you can't get by just having people view the site and not knowing what they're doing.
Well said, Jay. That's the last word. We got to go for this hour. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jim.
You're going to come back next month, right?
Milestone.
Yeah, thank you very much. We'll see you next month for our anniversary show. Jay Nally, ladies and gentlemen, with IBM Small Business Division. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. And remember these 10 two-letter words. If it is to be, it's up to me. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.